When you think boots, you think Ariat. You think comfort from day one and durability to day 1,000. You think steel toes on the job, square toes on the dance floor, with style that owns a Saturday night and still looks sharp enough for Sunday dinner. And through every mile and every moment, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, turn bad ideas into better stories, and still punch the clock come Monday morning. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat boots at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on SportsGrid. Craig Mish, along with David Matic. Happy holidays to all. Getting ready for the year 2023 just around the corner. Lots of bowl games going on today. Of course, NFL. Championship week for a lot of folks starts tomorrow night between Tennessee and Dallas. And certainly, Davis, we saw a performance last night in the NBA that was championship worthy. All this discussion, it's fun to have about the NBA MVP. And I have a feeling people woke up on FanDuel this morning to see Luka Doncic a little bit shorter odds to win that NBA MVP after that unbelievable game for him last night.
I mean, yeah, he really is something else. It's actually funny. We're getting to the part of the season where guys can be traded once you pass December 15th, and we're already getting the rumblings from Dallas like, hey, man, not going to cut it. Luka Doncic is not missing the playoffs in his prime. Christian Wood, who they traded, I mean, a first-round pick, quote-unquote. It was the 26th overall pick, not really a first-round pick, to acquire this offseason. He's kind of angling for a contract extension, but they do not have a second star right now. Certainly they're on the outside looking in at the championship picture, and you kind of feel like Luka last night is like, Cuban buddy, come on, let's make some moves happen. I don't want to drown out here by myself.
Yeah, unbelievable performance. Never happened in the history of the NBA last night. That's where we'll begin with our headlines. He had a 60-point performance last night in a triple-double. Unbelievable win in against the Knicks in overtime last night. Both Randy Gregory and Ode Oboshi have their suspensions overturned after getting that one-game suspension after that game on Christmas Day. The Texas Rangers have signed Nathan Eovaldi to a 2-year $34 million contract with the possibility of it being 3 years. And how about this one? Pro Football Hall of Famer Ed Reed named head coach at Bethune-Cookman there. So Davis taking a little nod from Deion Sanders. Maybe Ed Reed ends up coaching at a Division I school in the future as well. We also got news yesterday that another quarterback change in the NFL. Washington Commanders in a desperate spot. They picked up the phone. They called Davis Matic, and Davis said, listen, Carson Wentz, superstar, get him in for your remaining games. And Davis, there he is. Carson Wentz is now the starter again.
I mean, I guess in the end, this was sort of predictable that they would go back to Wentz after the Taylor Heineke magic sort of evaporated. Because remember, the explanation that Ron Rivera gave for why Heineke was going to continue being the quarterback when Wentz got back from this injury was just one of those classic, like, you, either this guy doesn't believe what he's saying or he has completely lost the plot. His logic was that the team played harder when Taylor Heinicke was the quarterback, that there was just something about Taylor Heinicke that made them, you know, able to win these games. But the Commanders are drawing super thin to make the playoffs at this point. If you use the 538 playoff tool, they are 29% to make the playoffs right now. If you give them a win against Cleveland, it goes up to 51%. Now, I mean, I definitely think they could end up winning that game. And then if they end up beating Dallas in week 18, they are I mean, they control their own destiny, right? At this point, win these next two games, you make the playoffs. I think they would be the seventh seed. I don't know. It's because that game is going to be meaningful for Dallas in week 18, right? Because they beat the Eagles and they're going to play against the zombie Titans tonight. So theoretically, the Cowboys can actually still get the one seed if the Eagles end up losing out. So you got to think it's pretty thin. I'm not a big Carson Wentz fan. In fact, I'm the exact opposite. But I guess good for Jahan Dotson, you know, who did really well with Wentz to begin the year.
Yeah, and obviously, look, a big game tomorrow night. It does look, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, but it does look like we're going to have to really parse through some players on the Thursday slate for the Tennessee Titans, because lots of discussion that no one is playing for the Titans tomorrow night as they take on the Dallas Cowboys, including, imagine having Derrick Henry in your championship round and not being able to play him. That's just the strange dynamic. Normally, it's the final week of the season where we're seeing guys bench, but the second to last and then playing in the last is just not something that we have seen very often. Real quick, Davis, over to baseball. Texas Rangers, they add another pitcher. They added Jacob DeGrom. They now add Nathan Eovaldi. I think the needle maybe moves a little tick toward favor in Texas. But I guess we have to say at this point, based on the two $200 million contracts they gave out last year to Seager and Semien, and then adding the two pitchers this year, it may not make them a lot better next year, but it's getting them, I guess, closer to where they want to be.
Yeah, and I mean, I think this strategy is going to work, because if you look at the division that they play in, there's one team that's going to be better than them pretty much always, and the Astros, and then a bunch of teams that don't really spend money, right? I mean, they're like, we just have seen that time and time again. We don't see any spending from the Athletics. The Angels spend, but I guess they spend, you know, really poorly. I wanted to get your thoughts on this. There was a report yesterday. Oh, the Pirates, they're saving up money. And in 2024, the Pittsburgh Pirates, I believe the exact quote was, they're going to be shopping in a different section of the store. And I just thought that was one of the funniest, like, I don't believe this one iota, you know, hot stove winter meeting style reports I've ever heard.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. I do think that
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
They're getting commended, Davis, for spending some money this year, so I guess we have to acknowledge that. But at the same time, to me, what this looks like is the Pirates are trying to get themselves out of the floor in terms of spending, and just trying to get into a range where there's no attention on them for being the least spending team in Major League Baseball. And they've accomplished that feat with signing Santana and Rich Hill, both to one-year contracts. All right, coming up next, it's time to look at the waiver wire in fantasy football for this week. You may need it. We'll have it for you next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Good If you're in a pinch for the Fantasy Football Championship, we're here to help you out with the waiver wire before we get to Thursday night's primetime game between the Cowboys and Titans. So we're going to go over some options for you potentially to pick up. If these players are out there, we'll go through the matchups as well. So let's start off with quarterbacks that could potentially be on the waiver wire, especially in single quarterback leagues. Mike White is back, and he goes up against Seattle this week. It looks like Gardner Minshew is going to start again for Philadelphia against New Orleans. Brock Purdy is kind of, you know what you get, at Las Vegas this week. And then Baker Mayfield is playing against the Chargers. He's been very up and very down thus far. So I think he's a little bit more risky, Davis, than some of the others there.
Yeah, I mean, the reason you would be running with Baker this week, I suppose, would be, so one, the Chargers have already locked up the playoffs, so maybe they're playing, I don't know, with their hair down or something like that. Like, the Chargers are drawing dead for a bye week. Actually, honestly, I think you could argue that perhaps they might not want to win out, because I believe if they do win their final two games, they are locked in to playing one of Buffalo, Cincinnati, or Kansas City, however that top three race ends up shaking out. And I mean, just me, if I'm the Los Angeles Chargers, I'd rather not do that, right? I would rather play Miami, Jets, you know, whoever. Like, I would rather play anyone but those three teams. Purdy seems pretty good. I believe the Raiders have only not allowed a top 12 quarterback in five games this season. Mike White seems really good here against Seattle. Absolute must-win game for both teams. I mean, that's definitely something you got to be factoring in here in week 17. Like, you know, Gardner Minshew, not a super must-win game. I guess a must-win game for the Saints. Maybe that makes them play a little bit tighter. And Minshew was awesome for fantasy last week. 335 yards, three total touchdowns. I would rank them White, Mayfield, Minshew, Purdy, I think. But honestly, if you are missing Jalen Hurts, like, these guys, I mean, obviously they're not Jalen Hurts, but you did get kind of lucky that quarterback streaming, like, seems fine this week, basically.
Yeah, I don't know why, but something tells me the Raiders are going to beat the 49ers this week. I don't know why, but I feel like something wacky is going to happen in that game. That's the one that I was looking at this week. It's getting 6.5 points. Okay, let's look at the running backs are really thin, so this is not going to be easy. Hopefully you have options already going into this thing. Tyler Allgeier, I'm going to guess he was picked up in most leagues last week when Huntley went down against Arizona. Gus Edwards in what's going to be a horrendous Sunday night football game, but probably a lot of running. Chuba Hubbard, although Foreman got most of the touches, Hubbard's very much in the mix at Tampa Bay. It looks like Zach Moss is the primary guy for Indianapolis at the New York Giants. And then Davis and I were talking about this during the break. You know, one other savvy move potentially that you could make, especially in a 12-team league where it's just you and someone else, maybe not even playing for the third place game. I know some leagues do that, is you hear that Derrick Henry's inactive, and then you grab this kid, Hassan Haskins. And if you remember, Dontrell Hilliard was pretty good last year when Tennessee needed somebody. Foreman was pretty good when they needed somebody. Maybe this guy Haskins can get you 10 points in a desperation spot. I don't know a lot about him, though, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Haskins is pretty interesting because he has totally shelved Dontrell Hilliard the last 2 weeks. He's the only other Titans running back who's touched the ball. Remember, Hilliard started the year, you know, third down back or whatever. Then they kind of just moved away from that. And this other undrafted free agent running back, they have Julius Chestnut. He started out the year as the third running back. Haskins was the game day inactive. They moved that around. I think Haskins on Thursday night against Dallas is probably in line for like 20 touches because Malik Willis is not going to be dropping back and throwing the ball. They don't, and again, just by forecasting the resting Derek, like, they do not care. They do not care about this game. They are just getting in, getting out. I mean, obviously, I think they probably love with their backups to beat the Cowboys, but I don't think that's going to be happening. I would definitely pick up Haskins, and in fact, if we get confirmation that Henry is for sure not playing, like, the nightmare situation is Henry's active, you know, to maintain, right, I don't know, some streak or whatever, you know, whatever it is. Nightmare situation is Henry's active, but then Haskins ends up playing like the entire second half or something like that. And then Moss is pretty interesting too, because apparently Deion Jackson got into like a screaming match with Jeff Saturday. I don't know that is rumored, not confirmed. You know, Jeff Saturday hasn't mentioned it. Deion Jackson hasn't mentioned it. It's all writers around the team. But Moss, I mean, should be in line for like, again, like 15 to 18 touches against the Giants. Hubbard, I mean, you want to talk about must-win games. I think if the Panthers beat the Buccaneers here, I think they can even lose in Week 18 and still make the playoffs because they end up having the tiebreaker. Like, what an awful division the NFC South is. So he seems pretty good. And then I also think that Gus Edwards might end up being a start because J.K. Dobbins, it seems like he might get rested one of these next 2 weeks because Baltimore is confirmed in the playoffs. So giving him a week off to get ready before the playoffs with his knee injury, I think that'll happen either this week or next week.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson's supposed to sit out at least one more game, so probably not going to play this week for the Ravens. All right, let's get to wide receivers. If you need one this week on the waiver wire, maybe here are some options for you. Jahan Dotson this week is back with his old quarterback Carson Wentz against Cleveland. Isaiah Hodges, cannot imagine I'd be playing him, but I guess he's an option against Indianapolis. Greg Dortch had a ton of receptions for the Cardinals. I'm sure somebody cut him maybe a week or two ago. And boy, I'll tell you, Davis, first game back, Hunter Renfrow looked really good for the Las Vegas Raiders up against San Francisco. I know they activated both Renfrow and Waller. Waller, I mean, I don't even see him on the field except for like five plays. So I think they're kind of working him back in. But Renfrow looked ready to go. And as a third receiver in a PPR league, I mean, I would almost guarantee 10 points this week from him.
Yeah, I mean, I would go with both Dotson and Hodgins. I mean, Dotson has been on fire the last couple weeks. 9 targets, 5 receptions, 54 yards, 4 for 105, 6 for 76, a touchdown, and 3 straight for Dotson. Now he gets Carson Wentz back, who was targeting him more than Heinicke was. And same deal for Hodgins. Over 90% of snaps in 3 straight games, 3 touchdowns in his last 4 games, 11 targets last week. Like, I mean, he's just really the only game in town for the Buffalo, or not for the Buffalo Bills, Brian Daboll head coach, for the Giants at this point. And they are having to throw the ball more than they want to, right? Because, dude, Saquon looks dusty. I don't know. Right. I don't know if he's hurt. I don't know what the deal is, man, but he looks awful. The Giants cannot run the ball. It is kind of sad. And then, honestly, if you told me I get a 100%, I'm guaranteed Greg Dortch is starting in the slot, he's the number one on my list for this guy because that role is so important. But the problem is, I mean, he's been active the last 2 weeks, Greg. He played 4 snaps because they played Hollywood Brown in the slot and A.J. Green. They played A.J. Green 80% of the snap. It's Cliff Kingsbury, man. He's the worst. The worst coach.
Yeah, well, he has a couple more games, and that'll be the end. All right, let's go over to the tight end position. Maybe Denver shows up this week. And certainly Greg Dulcich gets a ton of targets at tight end for Denver with Russell Wilson. Juwan Johnson's always a sneaky play against Philadelphia. Tyler Conklin's actually been a pretty solid tight end all year, a guy nobody wants to play, but when you do, it usually gets you a few points. And then maybe Noah Fant was cut for some ineffectiveness over the course of the season. He goes against the Jets.
Yeah, I mean, whoever got you here, right? It's like this position. Although it is kind of interesting. Travis Kelce has been pretty quiet in the fantasy football playoffs, and George Kittle and TJ Hockenson waited to the fantasy playoffs to have their biggest game of the year. Although how many fantasy managers with George Kittle and TJ Hockenson even made it to the fantasy playoffs? I would say Dulcich, if you can nab him. Conklin seems fine. Jeff Driskel, if he's out there in your league and eligible at tight end, some leagues he is, some leagues, I think CBS and Yahoo, he's tight end eligible. I mean, I would start him. I would start Taysom. Like, those guys are more likely to get you a touchdown than freaking Tyler Conklin is.
Yeah, for sure. I made it with Kittle. Made it to the end. I don't know how I did it, but made it with Kittle, and he's carried me the last couple of weeks, ironically. All right, coming up next, NBA slate tonight. Well,
when you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Dive in over on DraftKings. Those of you who are looking to play daily fantasy, again, dailyroto.com is your spot. All the information is there in case you're leaving us for the day. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Taking place tonight in the NBA, so we're going to go through some of the pricing as Davis and I were discussing throughout the week. I was on the fence here with going to the Miami Heat game tonight against the Los Angeles Lakers. My son wants to go, so I'm thinking last night, Davis, LeBron's going to sit out, make this real easy for me. I get my tickets for Wednesday, and then I know he's playing against the Heat. Meanwhile, he is probable for last night's game, questionable for tonight's game. I cannot believe that he's going to play against the Magic and not the Heat, but, I mean, signs are sort of pointing to that. Now, again, he could go back-to-back. Why not? Maybe take Friday night off if that's what he would end up doing. But inevitably, we looked at it. We just decided I'm in contact constantly with what's going on. They canceled shoot around today, the Lakers, so we have no idea. Like, basically, Davis, I would have to buy my tickets, show up, and then at 6 o'clock Eastern, get the announcement if he's in or if he's out. And for me, Davis, I am not willing to do that. Now, I hope he plays tonight and we'll just look back and say, oh, we should have went to the game. But I cannot drive down there, do that. And I'm sure the basketball game will be great regardless, but it's not cheap. It's not cheap to go to an NBA game, especially against LeBron.
Here's the thing. I would tell you, if Anthony Davis was in, if Jimmy Butler was in, if these dudes were playing, I would say, you know what, Craig, you should just go. You should just go anyway. But Jimmy Butler has been out for a week now. Anthony Davis is out for a month. And honestly, the Lakers without LeBron would be like such a miserable show. Like, I just would tell you, like, the risk reward here is definitely not worth it. And those are not the only two guys we got to deal with. Domantas Sabonis sat out last night with his hand injury. Alex Len came in as the starter. He ended up doing fine, but like that's our big thing. I mean, we got a big slate tonight. Sabonis is questionable. LeBron's questionable. Zion sat out the other night. He's questionable. Trae Young questionable. Bam sat out the other night. By the way, if LeBron sits out tonight, we're not even gonna see the Heat B team. We are seeing the Heat C team. Prepare for Haywood Highsmith. And Udonis will probably get in the game. Like, it is going to be... So I would say number one thing to monitor tonight, Sabonis, his status, because obviously when he's out, the rest of the Kings get loads and touches. But definitely LeBron, Butler, and Bam, because I think we could see, like, an eight-man Heat rotation tonight with Udonis Haslem in it.
All right, Udonis Haslem's number retired by his high school yesterday, by the way. All right, let's go through some of the options tonight and some of the things that we do know. Okay, so we'll start off with Trae Young, who is priced tonight at $9,900 for Atlanta. Anthony Edwards for the Timberwolves, $9,500. Tyler Hero could be a good play if some of those guys are out at $9,300 for Miami. CJ McCollum at $9,100. Feels like Jordan Poole's always a good play right now for Golden State. His price is now up to $8,600. And then De'Aaron Fox we have here at $8,600. So usually we have higher priced guards than we normally do. Nobody at $10,000 tonight.
Yeah, it's just kind of like an interesting little factor. In fact, the only guys we have above $10,000 on the entire slate, two of them are out, Anthony Davis and Curry. Sabonis questionable, LeBron questionable, Zion questionable. And then we have, Jokic and Giannis, as we almost always do. So the guard position, I think, is going to be defined by if Trae Young does or does not play, because if Trae, who is questionable for this game, ends up not playing, Deontay Murray is going to be, he's going to be the best play of the slate probably. But then Trent Forrest might also get a start. He's super cheap, so we got to keep our eye out on that one. And then we have a bunch of value guys here, and they're all pretty thin. Alec Burks coming off the bench for Detroit. Dwayne Washington coming off the bench for Phoenix. He's filling in for some of these non-Devin Booker minutes. Monty Morris is starting for the Wizards tonight against the Phoenix Suns. He's 4,800. You can use him to get in Giannis or Jokic. And then, you know, you got to hand a guy his flowers. Kyrie Irving, don't ever really want to listen to this dude talk ever again. But the Nets are probably the hottest team in the NBA right now. They are up to, I believe they're the fourth seed in the Eastern Conference right now. They're third in championship odds. And Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving, they're playing absolutely unbelievable. They get this matchup against the Hawks tonight, who already have a bad defense. And if they're, you know, if they're subbing in some of these backup guards, not that Trae Young is a particularly good defender, but 8,400 for Kyrie is a pretty good deal. And then I really like Moses Moody playing on the wing tonight for Golden State. And you're right. I mean, Poole, I just continue to think Poole is like a $9,700 player who's priced at $8,800 every single night on DraftKings when Curry's out, pretty much.
Yeah, as long as Curry's out, good play for sure. Okay, let's go over to some of the forward options tonight, and this is where you're going to have to pay up a little bit for sure. We've got Giannis tonight. He is priced at $11,500 over on DraftKings. LeBron James at $10,300. KD, $10,200. Zion Williamson, I guess we got to get an update on his status tonight, $10,100. Anthony Edwards, $9,500. Jimmy Butler, $9,400. So, I mean, LeBron, maybe not. Zion, maybe not. So got to be careful with these, that's for sure.
Yes, we definitely do have to be careful with these. I mean, if Giannis plays tonight, no problems here. I mean, the Bucks don't want to lose too much ground in the Eastern Conference. He's probably the best play of the slate other than Jokic. LeBron and Durant are both really strong. LeBron, in particular, in these games where Anthony Davis has not been playing, I mean, it's like, LeBron is such an interesting guy. He's just been around for so long. He's such a part of the fabric of our lives. Like, I think we just forget how crazy it is for a 38-year-old dude to be this good. I mean, it was 18 months ago we were talking about a 36-year-old LeBron James as a potential league MVP until he got injured. I mean, how many guys are 38 years old, year 19, still this incredible? I don't know. It's just really unbelievable. And then Anthony Edwards continues to just be like unreal with Karl Anthony Towns out of the lineup. He really is so good, and honestly probably makes the Timberwolves regret the Rudy Gobert trade, because they could have just waited for Anthony Edwards to take the next step and they already would have had their second star. Some of the value guys we have here at the position, Jokic's Balkan buddy, Vlatko Kankar, probably going to get a start on the wing tonight for Denver with some of their guys ailing. Rui Hachimura coming off the bench as the backup center for the Wizards. Ben Simmons, I mean, he still can't make a free throw. He still can't really do much of anything shooting, but the defense, the passing, it is pretty much as advertised. He looks pretty strong tonight. Already mentioned Moses Moody. Patrick Williams as the wing defender on Giannis tonight. My guess is he just plays every minute that Giannis is on the floor tonight for Chicago. So if Giannis plays 38 minutes, Patrick Williams is getting 38 minutes. And then Dante DiVincenzo also is one of these guys for Golden State who has really taken a step up with Curry out of the lineup. And Draymond banged up, by the way, as well.
All right. And at center, also some questions as well. Not with Nikola Jokic at the top, pretty much the best play on the board, and you're going to have to pay the price for him tonight over on DK. He is at 11,700 tonight on DraftKings, followed by Giannis, who you could play at center if you choose. Domantas Sabonis, again, the question with him is the playing time tonight, 10,400. Kristaps Porzingis at 9,000. Bam Adebayo, I believe, also questionable tonight at 8,700. And Nikola Vucevic is 7,700.
Yeah, you know, it feels like Luka Doncic saw our friend Nikola Jokic absolutely lose his mind against Charlotte. Jokic, 40 points, 27 rebounds, 10 assists. He's got 4 triple-doubles in his last 5 games. He had 88 fantasy points the other night against the Suns. I mean, I love Nikola Jokic so much. He is such a great basketball player. And, I mean, at 11,700 against the Sacramento Kings, who have basically the worst defense of any team that's qualifying for the playoffs right now, I would say, me personally, I am starting out my lineups with Jokic tonight and figuring it out around that. I just feel like he's too strong right now. The matchup is too good. If I got to play you know, $33,000 Alex Len to make it work. I will figure that out. Although that is another interesting wrinkle at the center position. If in fact we see Alex Len start again, he started, but actually played fewer minutes than Rashawn Holmes last night, who did pretty well in 23 minutes, 20 fantasy points. He's probably the better value option than Len. If in fact Sabonis does not play, but I do think the position generally starts and ends with Jokic. And Okongwu for the Hawks we like as well. Jalen Duren for the Pistons seems fine. Ayton seems okay, but just get Jokic in there tonight.
So how, I don't know. I didn't look at the market today for the MVP. Davis may want to grab it there and pull it up, but I mean I would think that with the game that Doncic had yesterday, I mean, that to me is like a signature moment for a potential NBA season. But, you know, I was on Newswire. I had Coach Young on, and we were talking about it as well. I mean, Davis, it is really hard to give the MVP to a player that's not even going to make the playoffs or play in a play-in game. And I guess that's what Luka is certainly up against. But I think you're right. Like, I mean, Mark Cuban tweeted out best game he's ever seen from an NBA player. I mean, get the guy a player or two. Get him some help.
Yeah, and I mean, it's like the Mavericks are not dead in the water. They're 19-16. The issue is it's just such a tough conference. But yeah, I mean, the one guy's name who keeps getting thrown out is Chris Middleton, who has not played all year for the Bucks. He would be like such a perfect fit next to Doncic. I don't even know if he's available, but he's the one that seems to make the most sense. But yeah, I personally would love to see like not a Kristaps Porzingis, you know, a real superstar next to Doncic in Dallas.
All right, there you go. All right, we'll take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. Coming up next, it's time for some fantasy or reality in the Sports Grid 60. We'll talk a little bit about the Pittsburgh Pirates. We've got a preview of the Liberty Bowl, and also a famous magazine is going to be not in your mailbox anymore. Stay on the grid for that. This is FST right here on the Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We'll be right back after this quick time out.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Make sure you are following us on social media for all of our bowl festivities today. That's at Sports Grid, at Sports Grid TV for the latest news, notes, information, picks against the spread, and all of our commentary from all of our hosts. Social media team doing a great job over there at Sports Grid and at Sports Grid TV. All right, two pieces of news before we get to fantasy reality. The first is Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel confirms that Tua Tagovailoa did in fact suffer a concussion on Sunday in their loss to the Green Bay Packers. So at this point, gotta feel like Teddy Bridgewater is going to start for Miami at least this week, maybe moving forward. Also, Davis, the Atlanta Braves, who traded for Sean Murphy, the great catcher from the Oakland A's, have now extended him to a six-year, $73 million contract. So he joins the long list of Braves that are going to keep that core for at least three or four more years. So the Braves just keep doing this and seems to be working.
Yeah, I mean, baseball, it's like kind of weird, the idea of, you know, continuity or whatever. It's like, what's the famous quote? If the shortstop and the second baseman hate each other, it doesn't really matter. Like, they can still turn the double play. It's not like you have to be friends to do that. Maybe the same way you would, like, you know, Shaq, Kobe basketball, teamwork, mm-hmm. a little bit more imperative there. But I do love these dudes getting paid, and so yeah, it seems pretty cool to me. On the Dolphins and on Tua, so if they lose to New England this weekend, mm-hmm. they go down to 49% to make the playoffs, and then basically the week 18 game against the New York Jets becomes a win and you're in spot, and you don't feel that great about it with Teddy Bridgewater starting. I mean, Teddy, right, he's fine. We like Teddy on this program. I think I said the other day, he's one of the best backup quarterbacks yeah. in the league, because he's going to come in and kind of execute the offense. And if they lose this weekend with Teddy and they win against the Jets, they're 80% yeah, right. to make the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty interesting. And I wonder, I mean, you got to wonder from an organizational perspective if it's worth the PR hit to rush Tua back next week. Not for this. I just feels like yeah. he's probably done for the year. Feels like he's probably done.
I mean, maybe the playoffs, I guess you never know, but, or maybe 2 weeks from now. I mean, who are we to judge this stuff? But Davis, the notion that he could suffer a fourth concussion within 2 months.
Yeah, crazy.
I don't know. Like it seems to me that they gotta, you know, let cooler heads prevail with that, no doubt. But I will say this before we get to fantasy reality, Davis, there were some concern that the final week of the season wouldn't provide any drama on Sunday Night Football for the last game of the year. Well, Jacksonville, Tennessee is one. Could be Miami and the Jets. By the way, I think Miami could beat New England this week, even with Teddy Bridgewater.
Totally.
I think they could do that.
New England sucks.
I don't think that's unreasonable at all. Okay, let's hit some fantasy or reality. All right, Davis brought up the comment yesterday. I believe it was made by one of the writers or someone who blogs for the Pirates. I'm not sure, but I do remember seeing it, that potentially the Pirates in 2024 could be out there as major buyers, which they never have been. Now, they've had great players on their team through the years for sure. In fact, let's not forget, they had Barry Bonds, they had Bobby Bonilla, they had some really good pitching, they had Jim Leland as their manager. But through the 90s, 2000s, and beyond, when they've been good, it's been overachieving. And then all of a sudden, a few years ago, their overachieving, Davis, just went right in the toilet. It was like the talent was gone. They made some horrendous trades. And now they're rebuilding it back up with their GM, Ben Cherington, who came over for many years, remember, was with the Boston Red Sox. So this offseason, they signed Carlos Santana, and he'll play first for them, $7.5 million. They signed Rich Hill yesterday. He's 42 years old, left-handed pitcher, going to play for his 12th team. So on paper, with Brian Reynolds and Ke'Bryan Hayes and some of these additions, the Pirates are probably going to be better than last year. But how much better? Fantasy or reality? The Pittsburgh Pirates will win 75 games in 2023.
No, I mean, they're not going to win 75 games, because if Carlos Santana starts the year hitting pretty decently, they're going to take one look at him and they're going to do exactly what Kansas City just did with him, which was guy starts hitting good. Guy starts, getting his OBP back up, and he got shipped to the Seattle Mariners last year. He'll get shipped off to, I don't know, whatever team wants to take him. And you know what, Craig? I'm looking at this lineup, like, yeah, okay, Brian Reynolds, he's all right. Ke'Bryan Hayes, he's pretty exciting. I still see G-Man Choi prominently involved. No, thank you. I'm seeing Rodolfo Castro and Calvin Mitchell involved. I see Vince Velasquez involved in the rotation. Like, who are we kidding, man? The only way the Pirates will ever have a winning season ever again is if they just get incredibly lucky, right? If O'Neill Cruz turns into the best shortstop in baseball, if Ke'Bryan Hayes turns into, you know, Ronald Acuna Jr. basically. And not only do those things have to happen, but they have to happen concurrently, and they have to get lucky with, like, whatever veteran free agent they end up signing, right? Like, it's just, honestly, it's depressing. Like, why would you be a Pirates fan? I don't know. It's just, what about, I really hate this about baseball, honestly. It's like, the fact the Pirates can do this and still be profitable is, like, a huge bummer.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, so listen, in the end, their number, projected number, wherever it's going to be, let's use their number on FanDuel when they release win totals. We'll suspect this, Davis. There's no way the Pirates win total projected or betting, I think, is going to be above 70. I cannot see this as a possibility. So, as you just illustrated, two players, 1 year deals come July. Those guys are good. They get traded. Pirates go young. To me, listen, you have to appreciate a team spending anything these days because you just never know. Oakland signed a couple guys too. They spent a little money also, but again, they some of the teams at the very, very bottom, and I'm talking about like the bottom two, bottom three, Oakland, Pittsburgh, they have to do it, Davis. Like they you can't have a payroll of $20 million on your baseball team. You can't do it. So essentially, it's like go out, get guys that we think that we could parlay into something else in the offseason. Pirates are not winning 75 games this season with that team. It is not happening. All right, good game today, tonight, one of the bowl games. We got Kansas taking on Arkansas, and the Hogs in the Liberty Bowl are just about a 2.5, 3-point favorite. Arkansas had a really good season. Kansas, Davis, as you know, started off September and October looking like a potential Big 12 champion, and then all of a sudden reality set in, some regression set in. I feel like teams just got the film basically on Kansas, and their offense, still very good, definitely took a hit. Total today is 66 and a half. We know how much this would mean to the Jayhawks for them to win. This is a tough matchup, though. Arkansas is very good. Fantasy or reality, Kansas will beat Arkansas in the Liberty Bowl today. Very short underdog in a game that is expected to at least have a lot of points scored.
You know what? I actually am gonna say reality. I'm gonna bet on the underdog here because to end the year, the Jayhawks were unfortunately dealing with a situation in which they had to move to their backup quarterback. They had Jason Bean in there, and Jalen Daniels was like, I don't want to say he was the reason. Like, obviously, I think the defense was a lot better. Lance Leopold, the head coach that they had, like, really has started to shape this program around. But Jason Bean, did pretty well, but he was significantly worse than Jalen Daniels was. I mean, they did end up beating Oklahoma State, which is hilarious, but like in the drubbing against Texas, I guess Jalen Daniels did play in that game a little bit. They kind of got into a quarterback rotation. I'm gonna say this means way more to Kansas than it does to Arkansas. Like, Arkansas SEC team has like had some big success. I'm gonna say Kansas is just like way more up for this game, which, by the way, Craig, I don't know if you've been watching a lot of these like off-brand bowl games. It's pretty much determined by like who really wants to win, because these kids, like, this is their Christmas. Remember, these are a bunch of 19-year-olds on their Christmas break. The kids who are playing are not NFL prospects, right? Anyone who's got a shot, a dream of playing in the NFL, they're out. They are not here. They are not playing these games. So I got Kansas here.
Yeah, add that to the transfer portal too. Oklahoma State had a really good year, all things considered, and they didn't even show up at all last night against Wisconsin late in that game. I'm going to go the other way. I'm still going to say talent over emphasis here. I know that Arkansas is a short favorite. And it just, to me, if this game was played 2 months ago, I probably would have taken Kansas. But they just haven't. To me, they just have not looked as good as they did at the beginning of the season. And again, Arkansas in particular, any of these SEC schools, Davis, my worry is when you play a game in a bowl game, let's say on December 12th, 13th, 14th, it's a lot different than playing on December 28th. Arkansas has had a month to prepare for this game too. So I do think that that does factor in. I'm going to take the Hogs tonight to win in the Liberty Bowl. All right, finally, if you have ever been inundated with mail in your mailbox, I am sure that you know exactly what I'm talking about here, getting those magazines in the mail. But there was always a magazine that came in that looked pretty cool because it had a lot of gear, NFL gear, Major League Baseball, licensed gear from the NBA, called East Bay Magazine. But Davis, East Bay, like most online retailers that put out magazines, coming to an end. It's all over with. Very easy. Fanatics has just, basically gone from, if East Bay and Fanatics were here, Fanatics has now jumped over here. Everybody buys from them, or you just go on Amazon. So East Bay is no more. Fantasy or reality, you purchased an item from East Bay's magazine. I personally would actually call it a catalog. It was really good back in the day. I do remember getting it, so I have some opinions here. I'll let you go first. Fantasy or reality?
Okay, so this is a fantasy. I never ordered anything from East Bay. And you might be thinking, Craig, oh, Davis, he's too young. There's no way he ever ordered anything from a catalog. This is, you know, he always had the internet. Nope. The catalog that I ordered stuff from was, and this was like absolutely ubiquitous amongst me and my friends growing up, was CCS, which is basically a huge skate shop, right? It was, you bought skateboards, you bought shoes, you bought t-shirts, you bought skateboarding stuff from this catalog. It came every month. It was really cool. We would all, like, we all got it. We all flipped through it. Like, it was a highlight experience when the new CCS catalog came in. So I am familiar with the catalog. I am familiar with the idea of the magazine. It was a great middle school level experience for me, but never for me. And by the way, I went to their website yesterday just to be like, you know, everything's so cheap, right? It's got, they have nothing good left. It's all picked over. So if you got your hopes up about East Bay closing and getting a deal, there's nothing left. You don't want to do this.
Yeah, it's really hard for me to remember this. I mean, I'm really struggling with remembering. I definitely used to get the magazines and I definitely used to go through it, but I don't remember if I ordered anything or not. So I'm going to just have to say fantasy here, because now, again, times were much different in the 80s and 90s, Davis, when you wanted gear like this before the catalog stuff would come out, it would be going to the mall, to Champs or to Foot Locker, and hoping they would have what you wanted. And if they didn't, they would order it for you and you'd get it in a week. This from East Bay was like revolutionized. It was like, wow, you get this and all of a sudden it comes to your house from a catalog. So I'm going to say fantasy. A part of me will miss it, but I will say, in terms of my mail, please stop sending me these catalogs. I got to like dump out my mail every 2 days with these huge thick catalogs of things I have never even ordered before. That's the most annoying thing, I got to say. So East Bay, while I will miss you, whoever is also sending me my catalogs, please stop. No more. Okay. We got to take a quick break. We come back with the Sports Grid 60 here on Fantasy Sports Today. So stay with us as we'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Coming up 2 o'clock Eastern, I'll be back with you on Newswire. Talk about the latest, of course, in the NFL. Updated story, of course, on Dolphins quarterback Tua Tagovailoa. So stay tuned to that. Let me turn this one over to Davis as we close our day out with today's Sports Grid 60.
Well, I wanted to touch on the Dolphins real quick here as we get out of here. I mean, I kind of think they are in between a rock and a hard place here. They traded the first round pick for Tyreek Hill. They might have flown a little bit too close to the sun. You know, they're dangerously close to finishing the season 8-9, not making the playoffs. Everyone has been drooling all over themselves all year over Mike McDaniel, his press conferences. He's so funny. He's so personable. They really might be in the market for a quarterback here in about 3.5 months, if Tua is truly one concussion away, or maybe that's it. Maybe Tua just says, you know what, man, the health of my life is much more important. I don't know, but I feel like the direction of their franchise has honestly changed with these head injuries for Tua over like the last month of the season, which is always a bummer, right?
Yeah, no, really, really sad, especially for him. I mean, who knows what his future holds for sure. All right, I got one more day to soak it in before my fantasy football championship begins tomorrow. Haven't played in a championship, I think, in like 3 years or 2 years. So back tomorrow night, I'm going to be watching for the first time in a long time, start to finish, Thursday Night Football, because I got Dak Prescott going for me on Thursday night. Hoping for the best. There is some pretty good money at stake, I would say, without getting specific four figures. So very happy to see if I can get that win. And those of you, if I forget, I'm wishing all of you guys good luck and girls in your fantasy football championship coming up this week. That'll do it for our show. Thanks, of course, to our great producers and, of course, our friends over at LTN, our graphics department. For my co-host, Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you enjoy the rest of your Wednesday. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, 11 a.m. Eastern, for Championship Week in fantasy football. Have a great day, everyone.